everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. And I just actually looked on my website, and you know what? My Facebook link isn't up there. Isn't that something? Now, I'm just going to have to yell at the people who did my website. How dare they forget that important information? Of course, actually, my Twitter account is up here, which is Maggie_in_USA, but my Facebook stuff isn't there. It's terrible, terrible. Anyway, let's get to more important stuff. We're talking with Wayne. Go ahead, Wayne. Finish telling us what is happening here.
All right. So, you know, we got to that point, and then I called again, and, you know, I just said, this is ridiculous, you know? And he says, no, we're not going to do nothing. And just so, you know, we end up went and got another lawyer. And the lawyer sent the letter, you know, saying that you can't do this, you know, structural and all the same old stuff, you know. And at this time point, you know, my son wasn't working, and me as a builder, you know, business, as everybody knows in Florida, dropped off the cliff. So, you know, we couldn't really afford the lawyer.
Sure.
To make a long story short, we've had to, you know, we haven't been able to use the house or anything. You know, we hired that lawyer. She said they wouldn't even respond to her. So the only thing we could do is a lawsuit, which unfortunately we couldn't afford. So, you know, and at this point we're about, you know, ready to let the house get foreclosed on. And, I mean, unfortunately, just to this day, I'm just so angry about how they're able just to do that. And, I mean,
well,
yeah.
Any hearing, never had no hearing, no due process, nothing. Just sucked that on the house, kept it on property appraiser's office, and we haven't been able to use the house. And unfortunately now, you know, we're going to have to let it go. We can no longer afford it.
Yeah.
Oh, let me ask a couple of questions. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. First of all, they do believe they own everything, and you just have to do exactly what you're told. So you've experienced that by these zoning czars, if you will. The community voted in zoning. So the first remedy with this experience, which is a tragic story but not so unique, is to vote it out. That's the first thing that the community could do if they really want to solve the problem. Now, unfortunately, many people like having the government do their bad work and bidding, and that's the reason zoning is so popular. It is unconstitutional. It always has been. If you own property, the state has no business on private property, on private individuals and private business. They have no authority to do it other than we oftentimes give them that authority. When you go to get the permit and you apply for it, you are telling the government that you want to do something that is unlawful, not allowed unless they let you, and you ask their permission. And once they give it to you, then they have jurisdiction. So since you didn't have the permit, they really had no authority to be telling you to do anything on private property. They can regulate public property, but not private property, not lawfully. They do it. Your solution would have been go ahead and do what you want to do anyway, and the heck with what the government says, and make them come after you. And then prove to them that they're unlawful. Unfortunately, you're right. It does take funds because attorneys don't like to buck the system. Many of the attorneys work for municipalities, and they get a lot of funds from it, and so on. But attorneys ought to be standing up. If they were lawyers, they would stand up and say to the municipality, if you bother this man again, we're going to take you for everything you're worth, because there are significant violations. You've been harmed, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Add up.
How many years has this been going on, Wayne? Three?
3 years. Actually, longer than 3 years.
Okay. So if you were to add up everything that they've cost you.
Hang on, Bill. We've got to go to break. I hear the cue music, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. 800-313-9443 is the number. Larry in Washington. Hang on, kiddo. I will get to you. I promise. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. 800-313-9443 is the number to call into my radio show today. And Bill, go ahead. You were answering, giving Wayne some suggestions, rather. So go ahead.
As I said, the only thing that those in government apparently listen to, because they don't worry about the law, is when you take their funds away. And they're always desperate from them. That's one of the reasons they fight you for all this stuff. So that's the remedy, if you will, is to make them pay. And since it sounds, from what you said, that they're the offenders, and if you were to go ahead and do it, and apparently you haven't, then they would come after you aggressively. That may or may not be the best route. I would suggest that the municipality has violated multiple provisions of the state and the federal constitution. Whether the federal constitution applies, you make that decision. But in federal court, violations of your rights is a well-established way of taking on the state or any local municipality. Whether the state would agree is because they have a vested interest. So people usually go to the federal courts for civil rights violations. And there are law firms all over this country who specialize in taking those cases. And those cases don't cost the complainant, that would be you. The law firms usually do it because the loser pays. If you win on one count, as I understand it, again, I'm not an attorney, but as I understand it, if you when on one of the counts, and it sounds like you have multiple violations, there's liberty, life, property rights, due process, all those kind of things. They violated them. So there's a lot of grounds upon which the case could be based. Best thing to do is to find a good civil rights attorney and see if they won't take your case. They might charge you some costs for papers and that kind of, you know, filing fees and those kind of things, but it's trivial, and you recover it at the end. So the government would end up paying. Oftentimes, because they clearly know they're in the wrong, they're bluffing their way through here, they will fold and settle, and you don't even go to court. But those kind of cases are paper-driven, and you really need to know exactly how to do it, when to do it, and so there are specialists in the legal profession that do this. Some people say they can do it, but if you miss one of their little, you know, quotations or times of filing or the way to file or whatever, it's, you know, obviously very complex, then the court can just throw it out. And so it's really best, if you don't really know how to do it, to get someone who specializes in civil rights violations and then take them to court. I think most effectively is going to a federal court in these kind of situations, because the state tends to protect counties and the municipality.
Right.
But that would be a choice of yours. And everybody's listening. The point of winning these cases is it's not a given. But I tell you from my personal experience, attorneys who are in this business don't take cases unless they're pretty sure they can win, because they're doing it on their own time. So they're gambling. And they also can be charged a lot if they do things wrong, too. So they are very cautious. So if they take your case, you can be pretty sure that you're going to win something. And I tell you, this is my personal opinion, is that the only thing that the people who are harassing you and violating you understand is taking something out of their pocket. And I would personally suggest that you violate them, not only sue them not only in their official capacity, but in their personal capacity and so forth, so that those people clearly understand that they are doing wrong.
Yeah, I would make sure I would do that, Wayne. Sue these pricks personally.
There are six different counts you can get them.
You know, the federal way, because I had watched another video where someone else had done that, and I didn't, and it's good to hear at least that, you know, the cost will be minimal, because like I said, unfortunately, all this time, that is the reason we haven't, even though we've had to pay on our mortgage each month. Luckily, it's not a big mortgage, but at this point, you know, the well has run dry.
No, I gotcha. I understand.
Well, and the only thing I can suggest to you is that there are things called statutes of limitations. So, I don't think, you know, this is an ongoing violation, so you might be able to say, well, the clock hasn't started yet.
It hasn't run on it, yeah.
All right. So you have to sort of play that game, but they'll claim, well, it was 3.5 years ago, and, you know, I think you're not outside the window right now, but I don't really know about how it works in your area. But the point being is, as I said, the only thing I think they understand is when they're faced with a big hammer, and
yeah,
they're going to lose a lot. And I would really recommend that you get an attorney who will sue them on all six counts, individually and collectively, personally and professionally, and what's the other one? There's six counts on what you can sue them for. And you get these individuals involved in the case.
Yeah. Wayne, if you want to talk with Bill further, I get a hold of Allie, and I'll send you. She can send you Bill's email address.
Okay. Definitely.
Okay.
Now, the federal lawyers, are they in the state?
Oh yeah, like, yeah. You'll find them. That's how they make their living. So, you know, I don't necessarily like to use sharks. Not all attorneys are sharks. Don't let me infer that. But the bottom line is, these folks make a living based on lawsuits that they go against the government, which ultimately, by the way, the taxpayers pay for. And so your community ought to say, well, I don't want to do this, so we're going to eliminate the zoning so these people don't keep doing this to us. And also the municipality will lose their bonding, or it will go up in cost. There's all sorts of results when the people push back.
Yeah.
So I would encourage people to do that.
Wayne, I've got to, you know, get in contact with Allie. She'll give you Bill's email address, and I'm sure Bill would be glad to speak to you on the phone off the air. I've got a couple other callers. I want to get to them as well, Wayne, because, you know, they may have some issues Bill could suggestions on too. So,
All right. Well, thank you so much for all the advice, and I'll definitely get a hold of Allie where you know, I can get his email.
Do that, or you can shoot me an email, and I'll give it to you. It doesn't matter. I mean, I've got it as well. You know,
okay,
so if you want to get in touch with me, Wayne, get in touch with me. My website, my email address is maggie@theunsolicitedopinion.com. You know, you can do that and go to my website, and there's a contact button right on my website, and I'll be glad to get you hooked up with Bill.
Hey, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck, Wayne. You know, it's just incredible to me. We're going to take a couple more callers here in a second, Bill, but it's just, you know, when you hear these stories of things that these people are subjected to, it's just...
It's everywhere.
It's going on everywhere. It is absolutely everywhere. And as I said when I started off the show today, I don't know what the straw is going to be that's going to break the camel's back, but I wish it would happen soon. Let's go to Larry in Washington. Hi, Larry. Thanks for holding on. I know you've been hanging on for a while.
You bet, Maggie. I'd like to say something to that bill that was just on. There's a course called Juris Dictionary written by an attorney out of Florida that is just phenomenal about a pro se doing his own work. And even if he doesn't do his own work, he'll keep the lawyer true, too. That said,
yeah, I know he's a host on the network here. I think he's on, isn't he on Friday nights, Larry?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He's on Friday.
Yeah, yeah. I will send a link off to the Face Off movement, which is how Wayne, I believe, connected with us. I know that's how he connected with us in the first place. I'll send her a link to that. Maybe she can send it out to the people. That's a real good idea, Larry, that people.
If you take
a look at his website. It's jurisdictionary.com, I think, isn't it? I don't know. Maybe the board op. Isn't that his website? I think it is. Yeah, jurisdictionary.com.
And one of the easiest ways when you go about that is through the bond of the city. Okay. You had a caller, a few callers back, about America imperialism and sending our soldiers. And in a way, I kind of agree with what the guy said about joining the military because I'm a combat vet from Vietnam. And I hate to say it, but Hanoi Jane was right. We should have never been over there. True?
I agree.
Okay.
I'm a vet as well. A vet.
Yeah, he's a Bill's a Vietnam vet too.
Go ahead, Megan.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't think we should have been there, but I don't think, do you think because you were a member of the military, you created the situation that these globalists, they created the situation. You were just a victim of it.
I was the pawn.
Right.
McNamara and Johnson and the Gulf of Tonkin lie. Well, nobody was ever convicted of anything about that, and this is what upsets me. Is nothing's going to happen with 9/11. We're just going to mutter through this until the next one. I am so, you know, I know how upset you get, Maggie, but I've looked at this since I got back from Nam and realized, well, how in the hell is that little country holding up a nation that had 20 years ago fought a world war on two fronts? And then you realize it was never meant for a win.
That's right.
It was just profit, like Smedley Butler wrote, War is a Racket.
Yep. So just a big con.
To me, if I said what I want to say on this thing, I'm sure I'd be visited. It is never, you're never going to be able to inform enough people to do a damn thing.
Hang on, Larry. We got to go to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Barrett in Idaho, hang on. I'm going to get to you as well. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Don't go away.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Everybody, it's Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Larry, go ahead. Still with me, Larry?
I'm still with you, Maggie.
Go ahead, kiddo.
Then we all know, okay, the Zionists control the banking system, which Jesus talked about the love of money, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What are we going to do? I mean, I've been at this for 40-some years now, since I got back from NAM, and it's still the same thing. What? Tell people about it? People don't want to hear about it. I've gone to the VFW locally and talked about depleted uranium and then handed out 9/11 videos. Did anybody want to get involved? No.
Well, let me suggest some things. Maybe if that's possible.
Well, I'm allowing you to speak. Go ahead. What's your suggestion?
Well, I understand the discouragement, okay? And when you talk about these long-distance things like 9/11, and, yeah, most of it is true, that's so distant to people, what can you do, and so forth. But when you start talking about things right in your own county, right next door, what's really going on, and you see it every day, more people experience it, so they're more inclined to listen. And it's not so big that you can't, you can't get your hands around it. It's sort of like trying to fix Washington. That's really a big job. But you can get a sheriff elected in your county with, I don't know, not very many votes. And that sheriff, if he understands that he's a constitutional sheriff and he acts that way, he's the top cop in the county and has jurisdiction of anybody who comes into the county over them that violates the law. So there is an exerted effort going on throughout the country to, in fact, help sheriffs know their job.
Well, let me ask you a question, Bill, because I was just thinking about what Wayne was talking about happening to him in Florida now. Why couldn't the sheriff intervene with these code enforcement people who were denying him his constitutional rights?
Absolutely. The process is getting a sheriff to do it. And, of course, you know, Sheriff Richard Mack is spearheading this effort, and we're totally engaged with it here in Pennsylvania, and it's going on everywhere. But the people in the county, you start thinking about it, you have more control over what's going on locally. It's the way it's supposed to be, but unfortunately, they all think they have to worry about what the federal government's going to do, and the federal government has very little authority inside the county. So the sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer, if you will, in today's parlance, but he's the chief executive officer in the county. And you're right, Maggie. He, in fact, can go to the municipality and say, hey, boys and girls, stop doing this, or you'll be visiting a place I got for you.
Yeah.
Called a jail.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they will tend to listen. We need sheriffs that will, in fact, do that. Unfortunately, the attorneys have convinced everybody that, all the sheriffs anyway, most of them, that they don't have in those authorities. They can't do anything except do what they're told. And the district attorney is the top cop in the county. That's just not true.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
The remedy is the law, and, turn to the Constitution, state first, and then the federal where it applies. And let's get everybody in government to follow their oath of office. And if they don't, there's all sorts of remedies, and the least intrusive that people want to do is vote them out. But there's all sorts of, there's impeachment, there's prosecution. But unfortunately, the courts are the ones implementing this, and going to court on these kind of issues is really tough. But it's beginning to change because those in the courts, those attorneys and judges, are beginning to be affected by it, and they'll come to their senses now and then.
Yeah. Larry, any other comments you'd like to make?
I just wanted to vent.
Okay. Well, then I feel that way every day, Larry.
Me too.
Sometimes I just like to go dig a big hole and climb in it.
Oh, don't give up.
Don't do that. We need you, kiddo. We need people who know what the hell's going on. So don't do that. Don't jump yet, Larry. Listen, I'll be given the word, the official word, when it's time to jump, and it ain't time to jump yet. It just sometimes feels like it. That's all.
Okay. God bless you.
You too.
Well, Maggie, you know what we're doing here, and Larry might take solace with this, is we have what we call sheriff brigades in 25 counties, and there's 67 counties in Pennsylvania, so we're pressing to get all 67 of them. And there was a success on Tuesday, election of a constitutional sheriff out in Westmoreland County.
Oh, that's exciting.
Near Pittsburgh, and we had some others running. I haven't heard from everybody, but one fellow in Carbon County did a good job, but unfortunately didn't succeed this time. And
yeah.
So the point is, there's a lot of effort, and if in fact we get sheriffs and other people in the county to behave themselves and follow the rules, this could turn around fairly quickly. And what Sheriff Mack is doing with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and the effort that he's working on right now, has been doing for years, I think there's promise. And it's not going to happen quickly, but the more people who decide that they've had enough and decide to do something, then that's when the straw breaks, I do believe. So, Larry, if you're still listening, see if you can start getting with your sheriff and get him going.
Yeah, and you can contact me. I can hook you up with some people to give you some information on that. Listen, we got to go to another break. Barrett in Idaho, we are going to come to you next. Promise. I promise, promise, promise. 3 minutes, kids, we'll be back. Don't change the dial.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey everybody, it's Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Contact button on my website. There is a tab up there with Bill's name on it if you want to look at some of the documents he's written. And let us go to Barrett in Idaho. Hello, Barrett.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, trying to keep my head above water, like everybody else, I know.
Yep.
Anyway, I got a DUI back in 2009, and which was my third one, and it was in Oregon. And in Oregon, they revoke the license for life if you get three, even if there's no injuries or wrecked or anything. But the cop, the sheriff, who was at that time, March of 2009 in Portland, Oregon, he was a rookie. He'd only been on the job for a couple months. And I was his first DUI. Anyway, we get to the downtown Justice Center where they do the breathalyzer. And I say, hey, if I refuse this, how long is my suspension? How long will my suspension be? He says, well, we got a new law out now. It's 3 years. And I says, are you sure? Are you sure about that? And they said, we can't give you legal advice. So I said, I need to make a phone call. I want to ask an attorney or somebody what I'm going to get if I refuse this.
This was your first one or your third one?
That was my third. It was my third one. I've never had an accident in my life except for when I was stopped at a red light. I've been hit twice, rear-ended twice in my life, stopped at red lights.
All right. Well, where you got a license now or don't you?
I don't. It's suspended until 2021. And here's my question. The officer didn't allow me to make a phone call. I should be totally, because if a lawyer would have told me, if I would have had a chance to call one, a lawyer would have told me that you have absolutely nothing to lose. I don't care if you're a .10. You have nothing to, a lawyer would have told me this. You've got nothing to lose by taking that breathalyzer. But the thing is, because they didn't let me call, I could have passed it. I probably could have passed it. I just didn't want to take the chance of ruining my whole entire rest of my life not being able to drive. Think about it. I'm 47 years old, and I can't freaking drive.
I'm going to give you a little advice there, kiddo. You might not have thought about before, but maybe a little AA is in order.
Maybe what is?
A little AA? Alcoholics Anonymous is in order.
That has to be in order. But still, I think even if they made a law where a cop could just blow you away the minute he determined that you're a DUI, they just shoot you. It wouldn't stop it. It wouldn't stop it.
Well,
and it specifies in the Constitution, the original one, not the hammered up one we got now, twisted one we got now.
All right. So your point is you lost your license because you refused to take
the call. And so what's the statute of limitations on suing this sheriff for not letting me call? I'm going nuts.
Barry, let me try to help you out here. This is the area of my extensive expertise, not on DUIs, but in dealing with use of your automobile. First of all, with liberty comes responsibility, period. So this idea, you know, something in the future, Maggie's absolutely right. Getting behind a 3,000-pound piece of machinery and going down the road when you're not in full control of your faculties is a violation of the people who are on the road that you potentially can hurt. So when somebody is under the influence, and it goes on a lot, by the way, even if they have a license that's wrong, you shouldn't do it. So this old man saying, get your act in order before you start going after somebody else. Now, the police do act inappropriately, but unfortunately, you're assumed, and you probably had a driver's license at one time.
Oh, yeah.
All right? And when you did that, you said to the government, I want to do something that's under the control of the government, and I don't have a right to do it. It's going to be a privilege. You have agreed.
So that's gone forever? I can't go back? Or nobody can go back?
Everybody can go back, but you got to be responsible, Larry. I mean, Barry.
Right. Yes.
All right. The point being is your issue with this police officer, whether he was on target or not and everything else, you already agreed to take that breathalyzer and frankly, because you had a license.
Even though it's unconstitutional.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
When you apply for a license or a permit, you say to the government, I want to do something that's unlawful. Let me do it. It's not unlawful to use your car responsibly. That's a discussion for another day. But you had the license, so you agreed by having that license to take the breathalyzer.
Signing the paper.
By applying for it and taking the license. Now, having said that, I don't know whether the attorney would have told you to go ahead and take the breathalyzer or not. The first thing is you don't necessarily say anything, but there are laws, as far as I know, in all the states that say if you don't take a breathalyzer, you're going to lose your license because DUIs are very, very dangerous. People who get in an automobile and drink have potentially very dangerous harm on the rest of us. So
that's true.
All right.
I'm a motorcycle rider, and when I go out on the street and ride, I've been riding street bikes and dirt bikes for 40 years.
Barrett,
and when I go out on the street,
don't avoid the problem.
We're going to get to the point here in 30 seconds, and I've got a couple other callers we're going to take here.
Don't avoid the problem by changing the subject. The problem is you have is not taking responsibility and using that machinery responsibly. So deal with that
the
first.
Thing is, I had only had like three drinks.
It doesn't matter.
I knew I was close.
Doesn't matter.
08 or 07 or just a hair over.
I'm going to give you two letters advice to you, AA kiddo, and I'm going to cut you loose. You can contact me, and I'll give you Bill's email address. You can email him back and forth. But I think you need to take a look at those two letters, dear. Anyway, let's go to Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, hi, Tim. How are you? All right. Tim's not on the line. Let's go to Clay in North Carolina.
Hi, folks.
Hi.
Hi, Clay. How are you?
Good. I hope you can hear me well. I'm on one of these Skype-type things.
Yeah, I can hear you good.
I got into the conversation late, but I heard your caller, or your guest, I don't even know his name, talk
William.
About Sheriff Mack and the movement with sheriffs.
Yeah.
I'm heavily involved in that, too, and I just wanted to reinforce what this gentleman's saying. Everything I'm studying, I've studied this for 20, 30 years myself, everything that my research is going back to, going clear back into biblical and English law, is a couple of basic principles that are consent. The founders wrote a lot about in the Declaration. You'll see it in the Virginia Declaration of Rights as well. It was a big issue with Patrick Henry, spoke about it often, and the rights of conscience tied into juries. And I'm going to dovetail off what the gentleman said. Everything I'm finding is that we've got to pursue our powers again locally in regard to juries, grand juries, and the power of the sheriff, along with the posses and the militias. Unfortunately, those two last words are something that most people take negatively, but they're a very positive thing. For instance, I've just researched this idea of posse comitatus, and goes back to English law, what they call hue and cry. When a gentleman is committing a crime in a local area, and this goes for white collar within the political realm as well as regular, what we consider regular crime. When a person yells that there's a crime that's being done, the whole community needs to fall into line and chase down the perpetrator and see justice done. And we're just not doing that. And that includes many of our sheriffs. They don't understand historically what we have going on, that it's everybody's responsibility to take care of crime in the community. We've just delegated some of that back to the sheriff. Now, we need to get back with the sheriff, talk to him in a sensible manner, and get him to start seeing these sort of things and insist he educate himself in regard to these issues and get on board with us to see justice done again. If we do this, we don't even have to pay attention to the federal government. To finish up what I was saying, Patriots of Gillespie County are working strongly with Sheriff Mack right now, Patriots of Gillespie County, Texas, and they're trying to get everybody on board to volunteer to get the information out to these sheriffs. Sheriff Mack's trying to get every sheriff to come free of charge to a convention in January of 2012. To talk about these very issues from a constitutional perspective.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at. And maybe we can comment, talk about it a little bit more here next couple of minutes, if you'd like.
Well, Clay, if you would email Maggie, I'd like to get in touch with you. I'm very much involved in this as well. And
sure. Be glad
and
to.
So we need to network together. And I agree with you. That convention is going to be January 30th. It's in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get $1,000 per sheriff. And I was listening to a broadcast, and the host, her name is Joyce Rowley on the Power Hour, had Mac on as a guest. And she came up with the idea that the community, the county, could raise the $1,000 and sponsor their sheriff, if in fact he's a potential constitutional sheriff, to send them to this convention
right.
on the 30th. I think that's a terrific idea. And it's a way of getting the community involved in what's happening. Now, here in Pennsylvania, we've started, as I was saying earlier, sheriff brigades in each county that are willing to do it. We have 25 currently. We'd like to have every county have a brigade. And they are concerned citizens that are working to educate the sheriff and citizens on what the powers and duties and responsibilities are of the sheriff and, frankly, everybody else. But Mac's message is they need to follow the oath of office. That's what brought
right.
him to where he is. And
right.
that's really where it is. The law is there. They're just not following it.
Yeah, Clay, I've had Sheriff Mack on my show a couple of times. In fact, I've had I can't think of his name, Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers on my show as well. And you know, it's tough. It's tough. The biggest impediment, as with everything, Clay, is getting anybody to get off their duff and actually participate and get involved. I know.
I cut you off there at the end. I think one of our biggest problems is fear, honestly. I mean, you know, it can tend to overwhelm me, too, if I think about the problems. But what we need to do, those of us that are active, is definitely connect, network, and yep. and encourage each other in the answers. I know the moment I start concentrating on all the problems, and there must be 10,000 of them now, is all it does is create confusion and fear. And what I think we need to do as patriots and active lovers of freedom is to talk about the answers and continue to explain them in a real logical manner. I've been to two Tea Parties here in my local area, and they really aren't listening.
Where are you in Texas? Are you in Texas?
I'm actually in North Carolina. I'm in Western North Carolina, in a very rural area. In the smoke.
Well, I thought you mentioned Gillespie County, Texas.
Well, the Gillespie County, Texas people, they have their own website, Patriots of Gillespie County, and they've actually invited Sheriff Mack to come over and stay with them for about a year or so in Texas.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And they're working very closely with him to further this whole movement with the power of the sheriff. So they're trying to promote this whole idea. But again, I'm originally from Montana, if you're wanting to know. I don't sound North Carolinian for sure. And I've been following this whole freedom movement across the country, but there's a lot of great websites and a lot of great freedom websites going on right now, and this whole movement going on in YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and so on. But I don't think we're talking to one another on an individual basis enough, planning and really getting down to the basics of where these answers are and why.
Well,
the ones that are gone or nearly eroded need to be brought back.
The solutions are there. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yep. Absolutely. No, they're, go ahead. They are there.
Yeah, and we've been talking about this in previous programs. The remedy is well documented. We need to get back to the foundations of this country and understand mm-hmm. our history and our law and understand that the framers knew what they were talking about. And that's why the power of the oath of office and its oath keepers and Mac and others and the fundamentals that they're talking about are really great. And you're right. In fact, I wrote a civil action plan in 2009, which a number of states actually are implementing. I was had the privilege of attending the Continental Congress of 2009.
In Illinois.
As a delegate from Pennsylvania. And so that's available, and part of that is networking, getting the sheriff to do their job, having grand juries and petty juries that, in fact, are in the control of the people, and the sheriff actually protects them, and electing statesmen and stateswomen that will follow the oath. And now there are perhaps other remedies, but that's sort of the outline.
Those are the basics.
And networking comes first. Education is part of that. And you have to start with people you know and then reach out. And frankly, share with what you know with the people who are meeting. I know it's frustrating at times, but you will, in fact, influence people no matter what.
And Clay, get in contact with me because I've got another caller I want to grab before we hit the break. My email address is up on RBN's website. So get in contact with me, Clay, and I'll connect you with Bill Ryle. Let's go to – thanks for calling, Clay. I appreciate it. Let's go to Tim in Wisconsin. Quickly, Tim, you there?
Yeah. When it comes to things, you know, where the government really is in violation of rights of ours, that's, you know, besides legally, that's where the thing where I believe that we should also, you know, fight them every other way, besides legally, is because when those we elect, not only won't uphold the law, but are also breaking, you know, the real, you know, true law, you know, according to the Constitution, you know, itself, then we the people need to then we the people need to become the law.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Without a doubt, it's up to us. That's the problem, getting us to act. That's the problem, Tim.
Yeah.
That is the problem. Bill, you want to comment?
Well, ultimately, in this country, the people are the sovereign. Everybody's been convinced that it's supposed to be co-equal branches of government. Oh, there's a... We'll take a break.
Yeah, Tim, we're going to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. We'll be back. Don't go away for the final segment of The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. My guest, William Taylor Ryle.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is The Unsolicited Opinion, and I'm not sure if, Tim, if you're still on with me. All right, I guess he dropped. You still on with me, Tim? But final thought,
yeah.
Tim, and then I'm going to cut you loose because we've only got a couple minutes left.
Oh, that was it.
Okay, thanks so much for calling, Tim. I appreciate it. Bill, I'll tell you, you know, if only we could get more people awake, wouldn't that solve so many problems that are faced with?
Sure, and then you got to take action. Getting awake is one thing, and then you got to do something.
right. Faith without works is dead, isn't it?
But it's interesting, you know, that there is a lot of effort going on, and the answer is clear that get get the sheriffs and get those at the local level to do their job, and if they don't, we can replace them more easily than trying to go solve things in Washington. Not that you shouldn't give up on that effort either, but the point is, in a republic, the legislative authority is the predominant branch, as supposed to be, according to the framers, and because we, the people, are the sovereign, and we elect people who are supposed to represent us according to the Constitution, state first and then federal. And so the remedy is for people to start realizing that and start asserting themselves. I'm not suggesting that we ought to have anarchy, but the law is clearly there. The Declaration of Independence clearly says that if the government continues to usurp their authority, we the people have the ultimate authority to upright ourselves. What does it say? We tend to suffer suffering as long as it's sufferable. And I suggest that, for me, I'm beyond the sufferability point.
Yeah, I'd say there's a handful of us who are probably in that same category, Bill.
Right. So we need to take action, but we need to do it according to the law. And some of the things that go on are clearly not according to law. And I will speak against those. But I'm all in favor of people learning and acting according to the law. And our framers got it right. Unfortunately, our government has been changed. It's no longer a republic. It's not even a democracy. And so we need to go back to our original design, where there's multiple checks and balances throughout each branch. And, in fact, you have dual government in America. As Madison said, the dual security arises for the rights of the people. The different governments will control each other, and at the same time, each will be controlled by themselves. In other words, you have the checks and balances of the state that's supposed to, in fact, control the federal government, and that's nullification. And that actually was all we were going to talk about today, and we'll do it another day.
yeah, maybe we'll get to it next week, Bill. I want to thank you for coming on with me again. We're running out of time here,
you
kiddo.
Bet.
So, thanks for coming on, and I'll have you on again next week. Friday, I think you're coming back. I don't know. We'll have to look at the calendar, see which day it is. But anyway, you'll be back next week. Thanks for coming on with me, Bill.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you later. Hey, everybody, listen, you know what? Got to do something. Got to get involved, or else you're going to be a slave. There ain't no in-between. Of course, I say that all the time. Every day, like a broken record, but it is a fact. And the facts are the facts.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do this
time? They're not fiction. They're the facts. Listen, everybody, you know I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow truly is a wonderful place to be, isn't it? Oh, justice. Anyway, chin up, everybody. Take care. Better days are coming. Deanna Spingola is up next, so don't change the dial. She is another truth teller. I'll be back tomorrow, and the sun will come up tomorrow because it always is and it always will. Chin up, everybody. Better days are coming. Take care.
Far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain.